school enrollment surge and device bans, San Diego Unified's promising numbers, unresolved questions. San Diego Unified School District is 3 weeks into the 2026-2027 school year with two policy developments generating significant attention. YouTube and other video streaming platforms are now blocked by default on district Chromebooks unless a teacher enables them for instruction. Non-instructional gaming is blocked entirely, and Chromebook carts were removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. Students whose individualized education programs, 504 plans, or language learning needs require device access retain that access. The enrollment figures are striking. The district reported 1,950 new enrollments in July, following 1,083 inches June, surpassing its full-year recruitment target of 1,309 inches a single month, for a combined summer total of 3,033. SDUST has been managing longer-running enrollment declines, and a summer that exceeded targets by that margin has direct implications for the district's funding, which in California is tied closely to average daily attendance. Both stories, however, warrant scrutiny. Research on blanket device restrictions is more mixed than policy conversations typically acknowledge. Outcomes depend heavily on what replaces screen time and how teachers adapt instruction. Implementation is likely to be uneven across schools, and the schools where it proves most disruptive tend to be those already facing the greatest resource challenges. The equity question is the real test, particularly for English learners and students who relied on Chromebooks as primary home research tools. On enrollment, 3,033 new students against a 1,309 target is a headline number, but enrollment in September does not equal sustained attendance in May. California's funding formula rewards consistent presence, not signups. Critical indicators to track: October average daily attendance data, which will reveal whether the summer surge is translating into durable participation, and the January 2027 board assessment, which should surface early academic and wellness data related to the device restrictions. Whether the enrollment campaign addressed the structural reasons families were choosing alternatives, perceived school quality, safety, language services, proximity, will determine whether next summer requires an equally intensive effort to hold the gains.